and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. This hour of Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by the all-new Chevy Equinox.
Equinox.
That's what I said. With an EPA estimated 32 miles per gallon highway and up to 600 miles on the tank, it's the most fuel-efficient crossover on the highway. Go to Chevy.com/Equinox. Thank you.
Equinox.
And it's Chevy.
Based on GM compact crossover segment, excludes other GM vehicles.
Yay! We like it when cars sponsor our show.
StephanieMiller.com is the website. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris LaVoy, voice deity Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. We've been on vacation. Anything happen? Anybody important die? Any Republican governors do anything
nothing.
Nutty? What happened? I haven't checked the news. Anything? Anything going on?
Holy
what happens
crap.
When we go on vacation? The news exploded. What the? Yeah. Also, oh, by the way, we're returning to KPHX AM 1480 in Phoenix.
Yay! I'm my adopted hometown of Phoenix.
I'm discombobulated.
I know, right?
Right?
I know.
Totally. Oh, my God. I don't even know where to start. Let's start with Caribou Barbie. Caribou Barbie.
As governor, I love my job,
okay.
And I love Alaska.
So I gotta go.
And it hurts to make this choice,
okay.
But I'm doing what's best for Alaska.
Yeah.
That's probably true. Bye-bye.
And there's that whole little embezzlement thing, but we're not going to talk about that.
How? I don't even know which thing is most hilarious. Her lawyer going, I will sue you if you bring up the FBI thing. Huh? What FBI thing? FBI thing? We weren't even going to say anything about the FBI thing.
The FBI had to release a statement saying,
what FBI thing?
Yeah, we're not.
We don't know.
We don't know. Why is she being so defensive? We're not being defensive. You're the one who's being defensive.
I don't even know where to start. I don't know which was crazier, that or Governor Sanford last week. What is he talking to, his bartender?
Yeah.
Well, my mistress is my soulmate, but I'm trying to fall back in love with my wife. Oh! Stop talking!
And then there are the other 17 mistresses, but...
No!
I was misquoted.
And then Caribou Barbie had to go out crazy on Friday. Did you watch that, Jen?
Yes,
I
watched it live.
It was a Saturday Night Live sketch. You're like, what the...
Oh,
even
Gina
Republicans
gonna
were
have
like,
some work?
What the... Huh? Because people are making fun of Trig. What? Everyone's like,
yeah.
Who? What?
Who made fun of
Who's
Trig?
Who's making fun of her?
Back when David Letterman tried to rape him with his mouth.
What?
What?
She said that. She's actually said...
Wow. She's
not about
taking
Trig,
her but... crazy ball and going home. That was
And she hasn't even finished one term as governor.
I know. I don't... I just... The speculation about running for president, it couldn't make me more delighted.
Yeah, that's great.
As
go,
a Democrat.
You go with that.
I'm like, so a disastrous run for vice president in which you lost in a landslide, and then you quit in the middle of your term as governor. And that's what qualifies you to somehow magically be leader of the free world.
Boy, if she gets president and things not working out, I'm going to quit and go home back to Alaska.
Boy, if she can't take this kind of heat,
yeah.
She could
wow.
never be president.
People are being mean to me also, too. And so...
You betcha.
Wow. She is battling Michelle Bachmann as that crazy Republican.
Bachmann-Turner overdrive in 2012.
Oh,
just saying.
Janine Turner, the toad. Oh.
Michelle Bachmann, that'd be...
Wow. Yeah. Wowee. Yeah, Palin's gone. She's, wow.
If Sarah Palin were quitting, is stepping down, deciding not, she's of course not stepping down as governor.
No!
I determine it's best to transfer the authority of governor to Lieutenant Governor Parnell.
This doesn't sound, this doesn't feel like the act of a woman who wants to have a national career. It sounds perhaps more like somebody who doesn't want to have a national career.
She's gone, she's gone.
You betcha. Say it ain't so.
Guys and gals.
I think she used the word insane in her remarks.
I'm baffled by people being baffled by it.
She's gone.
I love it. It's good. Don't worry at all.
Bye bye.
Hey.
You know, even on vacation, my friends text me for what's going on in the news, even though I'm on vacation from the news. Mm-hmm. And my first thought, I could only speculate that she is having a three-way with Governor Sanford and the Argentinian chick.
Oh, Maria.
That would be hot.
I don't...
Oh, Jim.
I don't... Jim finds the silver lining in everything. I don't even know where to start with the news while we were going. Okay, my favorite, because it's hard to, now Friday I think might be the topper with the Sarah Palin press conference.
Yeah.
There was the Governor Sanford rambling, but my all-time favorite media moment while we were on vacation, Larry King, the coverage of Michael Jackson where he had Liza Minnelli on from Paris. Did you see this?
No.
No.
Did you see? I was on vacation with a big box of wine and just glued to the TV. It was again a Saturday Night Live sketch. Quincy Jones was on the phone and Liza was in Paris and Larry King is reading a statement from Elizabeth Taylor. I'm like, gay men's heads are exploding everywhere across the country. This is
fabulous shards
and
of
she
skull.
Sounds exactly like Judy Garland. I'm like, this is just another statement from Dame Elizabeth Taylor. And then he reads it, and then...
I think it was a Twitter that he was... She's on Twitter now.
Dame Elizabeth Taylor Twitters. I'm devastated. And then... Liza. And Liza kept calling Larry Honey, which I just love. I'm going to call him that next time I go on.
Oh, no.
She was just so theatrical over there. She was like, Honey, I've got this awful head. Honey, I don't know what to say. It's really awful. Anyway, it was just...
Oh, my God.
And then she starts talking over Quincy Jones, and Larry's like, Liza, one at a time.
Stuff it.
And then they have Michael Jackson's, you know, the child molestation attorney on.
Yeah.
And Liza's like, honey, it wasn't true. It was never true, honey. The whole thing.
Oh, my God. She's...
Liza was a little overwrought.
I thought she was nutty at the Tonys, but wow.
Yeah.
It was just... Oh, wow. By the way, I told you this last night, Chris, did I tease you?
What?
We weren't even on air and I teased you. I have some inside information on the Michael Jackson
yes,
thing.
Yes, you told me.
Really?
You can hit conspiracy music if you want, because we'll just say that I don't know how I know this.
You have friends in high places.
I live in L.A. I know people that know people that know people. Yeah.
That know people's attorneys, caddies, gardeners.
Yes. Okay, I can't say how I know this. All right. I have. He was found with a baby doll. There was a baby doll in the bed.
Oh.
With him, I don't know what that is all about. But
Kathy kind of thing?
He was dead when they got there.
I had heard that.
You had heard that.
I had heard that.
This IV equipment and stuff. You know that's the weirdest thing. This is like anesthesia. This drug, right? I mean, this is.
Yeah.
That is just. I think there's going to be some trials and some lawyers and some doctors and stuff.
Yeah, there's going to be a little something, something.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Let's see. So lots to wow. I don't even know. The show may explode early today.
There it went. Can we go home now?
Yeah, let's go home.
Oh, no.
Computer says no.
Julie in Seattle writes, Mama, I may have lost my last marble reading this nonsense Caribou Barbie posted on her Facebook page about how Washington and the evil media will never understand. WTF ever happened to retiring in seclusion, drinking hemlock, running off to Argentina, or drinking a big, hot, steamy cup of frothy STFU?
Yes.
Is the Republican pantry entirely bereft of carnation instant STFU?
Computer says yes.
Apparently, because, yeah, did you see this? Wow, could she be any whinier? Could you break out your tiny violin for Caribou Barbie? So her reaction to the reaction, to her suddenly quitting. Because it was odd that people would have a reaction to that, Jim.
It happens every day.
Mm-hmm.
She thought that because she did it on the Friday before a 4th of July weekend, no one would notice. Yeah.
You hate
Friday
the troops night. If you have any reaction to it. To the Republican governor of Alaska and vice presidential candidate quitting suddenly with no real explanation, except, 20 minutes of exclamations, none of which made sense.
With ducks being slaughtered behind her.
Yeah, what was that? Again, the whole thing was a comedy sketch. I was like... Is this a joke or is she...
Was she really standing in front of ducks being...
Yeah, it was
well,
like...
Well, ducks on the lake behind her.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
All these giant birds. Okay, people are making fun of Trig, so I gotta go.
Huh?
I know Anderson Cooper was the first one. He's like, what? Who? I haven't heard anybody...
No, nobody's made fun of Trig.
Except for maybe I'm a fudge twig.
Oh, there has been a request for that. Yeah. If you could do Elmer Fudd calling the Palin children to dinner one last time.
If I can remember their names.
Okay, wait. We need the Elmer Fudd music. Okay, it's Trig, Willow, Bristol.
Twig, Willow, Bristol, Twack, come home for dinner. I made your favorite wabbit lasagna.
Your kids get to decide if you're governor? You made a promise to the people of Alaska. I don't think my kids would let me anyway at this point. We took a vote.
Oh.
What? Who cares what the people of Alaska vote for? My kids say no.
She obviously can't keep commitments to her constituents, so why would she be qualified to be president of the United
States?
She
doesn't know what a vice president does, which was the office she was running for.
Yeah. The only thing she's qualified now for now is to be a Fox News talking head.
There you go. Okay, so here was her, Julie sent
they
us
probably
her,
made her an offer.
I think they did.
The response in the mainstream media has been most predictable, ironic. Huh? Like she knows what that is.
She doesn't know what irony is.
It's like a fly in your Chardonnay.
And as always, detached from the lives of ordinary Americans who are sick of the politics of personal destruction. You know, it's funny. It was fine when she was calling Barack Obama a terrorist.
Yeah.
That seemed to be okay. How sad that Washington and the media will never understand it's about country.
Huh? What's about country?
Her quitting. Somehow it's good for America.
Well, yeah. Good for Alaska, certainly.
And though it's honorable for countless others to leave their positions for a higher calling.
Oh. What?
What?
Oh, countless others?
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
What higher calling?
I don't know.
What countless others?
A higher calling? What? To go sell your book and stump for other candidates so you can maybe be president? That's a what?
Being governor of a state is a pretty high calling.
Reminds me of Mitt Romney's sons. Remember, they couldn't serve in Iraq because they had a higher calling, and was
to get Dad elected.
Getting Mitt,
to be
president.
Yeah, he didn't. So, have they signed up yet?
No, he's not. Although it's honorable for candidates to leave their position for a higher calling without finishing a term, of course we know by now for some reason a different standard applies for the decisions I make.
What?
When and ever in the history have you heard of a governor quitting for a higher calling of some
whatever? A higher calling that she can't talk about right now.
Right.
I'll let you know about. I'll tweet you what that is. I'll bring that back to you. My reason for that. Okay.
I'll try to find you some and I'll bring them to you.
She's nuts. Holy crap.
She's beyond nuts.
Oh, I hope they run her in 2012. God, that'd be great.
It is just, wow. It gets betterer and betterer.
Oy.
All right, more of our reaction and yours to the departure of Caribou Barbie on Friday as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
So much fun, it should be illegal.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 23 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. And all the commotion, I completely forgot to say the rude pundit is coming up on the Celebrity
Hotline. That's right.
The very hilarious and extremely rude pundit.
The nude pundit?
What?
No. Rudepundit.com.
That's different.
No. It's rudepundit.blogspot.com.
That's exactly what I meant. Speaking of commotion, Jim Ward just personified the burying lead. So we, you know, a lot of news broke while we were gone, Chris.
Yes,
so
it
we
did.
Were covering that in the first segment. And during the commercial break, Jim, what did you just say?
I said, oh, by the way, I got married. Let's show the ring there.
What?
Yes, Janiqua and I tied the knot.
Congratulations.
He is such a dude. By the way, I got married. Chris and I were like, clearly, we were not invited, Christopher.
No, I know that.
Nobody was invited. The two of us went down to...
Where'd you go?
Lovely woman, Elizabeth, and she's near Venice. I think it's called Marriage to Go.
Is it near the guy that roller skates with the snake around his neck and
not
the
that.
Electric guitar?
It's not on the boardwalk, no.
Oh.
But, no, it was very nice. And then we stayed at a hotel in...
What'd you do?
What do you mean, what did you do?
Tub.
What do you do after a wedding, Stephanie?
How would I know?
Spent the weekend down in Hermosa. It was like a mini vacation.
Congratulations, Jim. I hear our female listeners across the country collapsing in hysterical panic. Because they all thought that Janiqua was just a fly-by-night. That one of them would snatch you from
my
her.
Imagination.
Exactly. Her name is Janice, everybody.
Janice.
Her name is Janice. So you can stop with the snarky jokes.
So Janice Ward.
It is Mrs. Ward now to you.
Yes.
I think she's keeping her last name. But
okay.
All right.
You may refer to her as Mrs. Ward.
Wow. There's something about us going on vacation that causes giant news to break. I don't know what it is. Wow. So does that mean you can't paw me anymore in your squeezy way?
Oh, of course I can.
Oh, thank God. All right. All I ultimately care about is me.
There'd be no show without that.
Listen, I'd have no love life without that. Okay. Let's go to Joe in Spokane on Caribou Barbie. Hello, Joe.
Hey, welcome back. I missed you guys.
Missed you, too.
But, gee, I have to take exception to something you said about Sarah Palin not understanding what irony is. Ah. She knows it's that thing you plug in the wall and you take wrinkles out of clothes with it. Flavin.
Flavin to you, too.
I just did the irony this morning.
Mark in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show on Caribou Barbie. Hey, Mark.
Hi, you know, my wife and I were just listening, and she came to the conclusion that if Sarah Palin runs in 2012, she's going to have to debate Barack Obama.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Thing.
Just when you think the comedy can't get any better. that is a hilarious specter. Let's go to Tim in Ashland, Wisconsin. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hey, guys. I'm thinking the best three words the Democrats could hear in the near future are Palin, Bachman, 2012.
Yep.
Palin Bachman overdrive. I tell you what. Yeah. I know. At some point, that's the thing. It's like politically and comedically, you're like, oh please.
Right.
For the country, it's terrifying. But it really would be the Harlem Globetrotters, wouldn't it? If she runs against Barack Obama, really.
The Washington Generals.
She will be the Washington General, and he will be Meadowlark Lemon. By the way. Hey, if you're going to use a sports analogy, get it right. What the hell was she talking about? She's like, I see a full court press now with them kicking away at me. There's no kicking in a full court
press. There's no kicking in basketball.
There's no crying in baseball, and there's no kicking.
Yeah.
How, though, I mean, you say this is leadership, but how is leading not leading? I mean, but you're saying she's leading by not leading. She's quitting her job as a leader to do what, I don't know, speeches, a television show, whatever she chooses to do. But, I mean, you can't really call that political leadership.
Sure. Well, do you say then that a point guard charging down a basketball court is not leading when he passes the ball or she passes the ball?
Honestly, I know nothing about basketball. All I know about is politics.
Well, let me tell you. When someone is driving down a basketball court, which is her analogy, and I think it speaks well to where she is, and that is, I can't affect change right now because of the political climate that's there. I'm going to pass the ball. I'm going around it.
Oh.
And we still all have the same common hoop, but I'm going around the block. And I'm passing the ball at this time because it's best for Alaska.
I'm sorry. Okay. I don't know who the hoop is. I don't know who the ball is. I'm confused by the analogy, but I'll let it go because I don't know anything about sports.
She's going around the block downtown to get it from the paint, and she's going to box out the media. What? And then she said that they're kicking. The full court press is people are kicking. And the what?
That would be soccer.
Dear God. 28
similar
minutes
game.
After the hour. Rude Pundit is next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
If you were any other woman on earth, I would be turned on right now.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 33 minutes after the hour.
You are a thoughtless little pig.
Thank you, Jim.
1-800-STEP-1
to the phone number, toll free from anywhere. All right, stop tweeting us. We know we missed the Al Franken news.
I am proud to stand before you as the next senator from Minnesota.
Thing sucks!
Oh, no. Oh, it's been a festive vacation, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
Jim, speaking of festive, who said of the Sarah Palin resignation? Because it had to be said, Sarah Palin resignation edition in the 21st century only complete morons actually write multiple exclamation points into their political speeches. Jesus. It's like a letter from a high school freshman girl about that cute senior. An earlier posted version apparently contained numerous words in all caps. One looks forward to the release of the shaky crayon draft. Who said that?
Dennis Miller, Chachi.
Oh, God, no.
No, my favorite rude pundit, the rude pundit.
We're going to talk about his blog at rudepundit.blogspot.com. It's the Rude Pundit himself, Lee Papa. Hooray!
Good morning, Rude.
Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
Good, Lee. I'm as a fellow Rootster, you know I'm a huge fan.
Oh, that's terrific. That's great to know. That wakes me up in the morning.
Yes. What a week it was, right? Last week? What was that? I mean, how do you out crazy Governor Sanford last week?
Oh, Governor Sanford must be like dancing lumbata in joy. Between Michael Jackson and this, he's got to be just feeling like he can just go creeping back to Argentina and have as much fun as he wants.
Wow. Yeah. What do you even say about that press conference that Sarah Palin gave?
Oh, the Sarah Palin thing. I mean, I sat there listening to the. It wasn't. I mean, the press conference itself was just madness. I mean, you're sitting there looking at somebody going, no. Wait. You just had 4 years. You just had to stick in there for 4 years. It's like the anti-Clinton. You know, Clinton stood there and took the blows and kept going.
Right.
And she's just thought, screw it. You know what? I'm done. Take a personal day, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I think she got, my take was that I think she got the travel bug. I think that's what happened to her. She was able to get out of Alaska with the campaign, and, you know, she took her trip overseas to Landstuhl and visiting the troops, and now she's thinking she's like a college senior who just decided, wait a minute, I can hitchhike around Europe.
She's tired of just looking at Russia from her house.
Yes, exactly.
She actually had to go places.
Take a canoe across.
Yeah, I love that. Wasn't one part of the story? Somebody said all of her staff was Googling narcissistic personality disorder.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
It's like delusions of grandeur with persecution syndrome or something.
And I love the whole attitude of, oh, you just don't understand how I'm doing is such a what I'm doing is such a great thing.
Right.
And all the people coming out to defend her saying, I mean, to even begin to call this brilliant is insane. I sat there listening to I can't remember who it was on CNN saying, no, this is a brilliant move.
Oh, yeah, Bill Kristol. Maybe she's crazy like a fox. Yeah. Bill, or maybe she's just she's just crazy.
This morning, Mika Brzezinski on, Scarborough, whatever he's calling it now, Morning Joe with Starbucks.
It's a cup of Joe, as Rude Pundit would say.
Yeah, you're going to drink this damn Starbucks, America, and like it. She started in on a whole riff about how if she wasn't a woman, maybe we wouldn't be reacting this way
to
her quitting. And I thought,
what?
I thought, wow, you're going to turn my feminism around on me and make me feel guilty for thinking that this is just a stupid, that maybe I'm thinking this because she's a woman, that if it was a guy who did this, I'd actually sit there and go, well, yeah, that's the way to man up and bail.
Yeah, I know. I mean, what people were saying, Lee, this is the latest in a series of pretty erratic behavior, just what you want with your finger on the button, right?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. With all the midlife crises going on in Republican land, we're watching all of these meltdowns happen, it's as if their worst nightmare has come true in a black man being elected, and then all of a sudden the whole country, everybody on their side is freaked out because
they're having a collective nervous breakdown. I mean, between her and Sanford, listen, and I'm a woman, Lee, but I was like, is she on the? Oh, my God. Is she going to wake up and go, Ted, what did I do yesterday?
Oh, yeah. And it's also, she's somebody, have you looked at her Twitter page? It's insane. you go through this thing, and first of all, I want to know, I don't want my leader twittering. If I was in Alaska, well, first of all, I mean, let's just be honest, Alaska isn't actually a state.
Yeah.
Alaska's sort of
no
like...
No offense.
Alaska, no, hi, Alaska. It's sort of like that extra embryo that parents will have just to get the stem cells to save the sick kid. So it's not like there's a whole lot you got to do if you're governor. You know, you just got to keep, let me see if I can put this politely. You got to keep those oil pipes excited.
Yeah. I think it was Maureen Dowd that said she can shoot a wolf from a plane and dress a moose, but she can't stand being a lame duck.
Yeah. And you know how you avoid being a lame duck? Don't tell anybody you're not running again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, her Twitter says, trying to keep up with getting truth to you like proof there's no FBI scandal. You're like, what? What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody even said anything about the FBI scandal until you just mentioned it.
Oh, I love her things from Europe, where she's talking about, you know, sacrificial soldiers who fought for freedom put it all in perspective. Time, resources, waste on pettiness is futile. Ask what really matters. There it is. There's the breakdown right there. There's her, you know, seeing Germany going, oh, my God, I've really missed out. There's more to life than moose dressing.
So I believe Governor Sanford since spent the holiday weekend with his lovely wife.
Yeah, well, the
and family. How do you think that went?
It's so sad, you know. And how many people have you known that have gone through this? And you know, you're sitting there going, they tell you things like they're trying to fall in love with their wife again. And you're just going, or their husband. You're going, just don't try. You know what? If you have to try, it's not going to happen.
Oh my God, the biggest game of way too much information ever in political history, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It is. And you know, when he gave that interview with AP, where he talked about, you know, this is his soulmate. This is, I mean, next time he goes to some Republican governor's meeting, it's just not going to be good for him at the locker room.
Yeah, yes. I avoid to be a fly on the wall this holiday weekend.
I know. Yeah.
My girlfriend, my mistress is my soulmate, but I'm trying to fall back in love with the whole ball and chain.
Hey, kids, I'm trying to fall back in love with your mom. But I'm sorry I told the world about it. I hope this isn't going to be bad for you in the fall.
Oh, God.
No, don't speak. Don't speak.
Yeah, someone, wow. Now, you wrote, here's my other favorite thing on your blog. You wrote, George Washington would kick the teabaggers' asses.
Oh,
the rude
yeah.
pundit is in dwindling red state America for the 4th of July this year. And giggles, he'll be heading to a local tea party tomorrow where people honestly have no idea about the history of the nation will gather and sacrifice goats to Fox News, hoping that the blood will please the gods and their extraordinarily low taxes will be even lower. How was that for you?
The tea party was amazing. I went out there. First of all, it's hotter than Satan's taint down here. So... it's insane, and so it was very funny because the part of it was outdoors, part of it was in an indoor rec center where there were, I would say, a good 200 people watching a John Birch Society video. Just totally wrapped up in it. And then somebody came out at the end, some guy dressed in like as an 18th century soldier came out to say, yes, this is a John Birch Society video, but this isn't sponsored by the John Birch Society video. John Birch Society, I just like this video.
And then
I walked around and I played nice. I played like, you know, I was into it, and walked up to this guy who had this poster that was of Charlton Heston on his knees in front of the Statue of Liberty at the end of Planet of the Apes.
Damn you all to hell!
With Barack Obama's face photoshopped into one of the apes.
Oh, man.
Wow.
And I
thought...
Yeah.
I mean, it's just they have become such a pathetic little party, but for comedy purposes,
you can't get
any more entertaining than this nervous breakdown they're having as a party.
Oh, the funniest was this guy that sitting, this big guy, you know, big mustache, his cap on, sitting in a lawn chair with a sign next to him that says, "I will not grab my ankles."
Oh.
And I thought, I don't know if anybody's asking you.
Yeah, nobody's asking. We don't.
You know, you visited prison, but...
We don't even think you have a real pretty mouth. We're really not interested, but okay.
No. In fact, I don't even think you could if you tried.
Rude Pundit, I sense a magical regular guesting coming up for you on the Stephanie Miller Show. We enjoy you so much.
Well, that would be a blast. Thanks a lot, Stephanie.
It is rudepundit.blogspot.com, correct?
Yes, it is.
We love you.
Love you back.
All right. There he goes. Lee Papa, the Rude Pundit.
Yay!
Who's your papa? He is now.
That's right.
He'll be our regular papa.
And we have a link to his site up at stephaniemiller.com.
Aren't we something?
Yes,
all right.
We are.
Who says Republicans are racists? What? What?
Wow.
Obama's face on a chimp body. What?
No, you know what will be more entertaining is the explanation for why that's not racist, and that they're sorry if anybody was offended by that or thought it was anyway.
If you ignorant morons were offended by it for some reason, well, we're sorry about that.
43 minutes after the hour, more Caribou Barbie fallout as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
So, who is responsible for these outrages?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 48 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll-free from anywhere to join the party. Jim Ward says some people have been emailing us some Caribou Barbie bumper stickers for 2012.
Yes, listener David has sent us a lovely little bumper sticker. Palin, 2012 to 2014 and a half. Traditional values, less traditional dedication.
Ha!
That's great.
That's funny. That's funny. Okay, let's go to John in Chicago. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, John. Hi, John.
Oh, hey, Stephanie.
Hey.
I didn't hear that.
That's all right.
Jim's traditional values thing. Hey, listen, congratulations, Jim, by the way.
Thank you.
I have a slight, teensy-weensy, smallest defense of Sarah Palin's comment about people going on to higher callings.
Ah.
As opposed to stumping and... around the country trying to get elected in 2012, people like Napolitano and Sebelius and Hillary Clinton went on to cabinet positions, which are, I guess, higher callings, if that's what she means.
Right.
Now, how she compares herself to them, I don't know.
Well, John, people were most comparing it to Richard Nixon's unhinged press conference. Remember the whole, you won't have Dick Nixon to kick around anymore?
Yeah. I mean, it's just the whole sense of, paranoia.
But she has all of the...
It's just amazing.
The interesting thing is she has all of Dick Nixon's lack of ethics and none of the brains. So that's... Good luck to her with all that.
Yeah.
Good luck. Let us know how that works out.
You're not going to have me to kick around anymore. You betcha. No, siree, Bob.
Roger in Bellingham, Washington. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Yeah, welcome. Good morning, Steph and all.
Come on in.
Latest information on Caribou Barbie, the illegitimate grandmother from Alaska.
Yes.
This just came in on the Alaska Ferry, that you don't have to worry about her being in politics and running for president. She is going to sign an enormous contract with Fox Network.
Yeah, well, that's what we speculated. I have no idea. When you say don't worry, are you kidding? I pray every day she's going to run in 2012. Yeah. Caribou Barbie Friday.
Some are going to question the timing of this. And
yeah.
Let me just say that this decision has been in the works for a while.
Oh, I was going to quit a lot sooner. Wow. Okay.
Noted quitter, Sarah Palin.
Yes, now she can add that to her resume.
Yeah.
Okay.
I choose for my state and for my family more freedom to progress all the way around so that Alaska may progress. I will not seek re-election as governor.
Wait a minute. The only way that Alaska can progress is if she is not governor.
Right.
That's what she just said.
Okay.
Apparently. Yes.
So,
all right, here's where she screws up the sports analogy. Okay.
You are naive if you don't see a full court press from the national level picking away right now.
Oh,
picking. I thought she said kicking.
Picking.
But there's no picking in full court presses either.
No, she's stupid.
She's thinking of ice climbing.
They're picking on me.
She's stupid. That's the only explanation.
Because, by the way, no one has ever picked on anybody in politics at all, ever in the history of...
No, just me, because I'm a woman.
Okay. Buddy in Columbus on Caribou Barbie.
Hey, Mama.
Hi, Buddy.
Hey, congratulations, Jim.
Thank you.
Hey, can we describe Caribou Barbie's run as governor as a partial term abortion now? Hey, Mama, there's one thing. I might be wrong, but there's another huge shoe about ready to drop.
You think so?
Oh, I kind of think so because,
big muckluck.
Well, you know that house that she got built?
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Todd and the buddies just got together on a weekend and whipped it up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the same company that was building the hockey rink built that house at the same time, too.
Uh-huh.
And there's no invoices.
Oh, boy.
It seems a tiny bit, suspect.
But Todd, Brad, and the buddies got together and built it. Oh, yeah. A
couple of guys came over on the snow machines and built the house.
Slapped it together with chewing gum and baling wire on a weekend.
Yes, this is the breaking news that the lawyer has warned us not to talk about, or we could be sued.
What?
Which now compels every mainstream media organization
to talk about
this.
It.
Yeah.
Which is what we're going to do right now.
The bloggers, don't you know, reporting Sarah Palin may have quit her job because she's trying to avert a major yet-to-be-disclosed corruption scandal. The gist of the rumor, the Alaska building company called Spenard Building Supplies was awarded a contract by Palin to build a hockey arena in Wasilla,
Yes.
And in return, SBS helped construct up Palin's home.
Was that the same hockey arena that she neglected to purchase the land for?
Yes.
She forgot to buy the land.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So it cost a gajillion dollars.
That can happen to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then it cost a gajillion dollars and left
the
city.
Bankrupted
the
state,
and, yes,
pretty much.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know about the whole state, but the city. Yeah.
Yeah, don't you love that whole people that get the whole fiscal conservative label? You're like, what? Wait a minute. Her qualification to be governor was that she completely bankrupted a city, a tiny city in Alaska, and... Yeah, I was reading some story in the LA Times that George Bush spoke somewhere. Since some really isolated in the red areas are getting more and more isolated. But he got, like, standing ovations, and there was, like, they interviewed one person there, and she's like, well, we're conservatives. We don't spend money we don't have. It's like, what? That guy left a deficit of what? Are you...
My God. Oh, maybe he'll run again.
God, they're deluded.
Oh, I'm not done with the breaking news.
Oh, well, okay.
Many political observers in Alaska are fixated on rumors that federal investigators have been seizing paperwork from SBS in recent months. So maybe there's no charger investigation, technically. But they're looking into things, maybe.
All right.
Searching for evidence that Palin and Tad steered lucrative contracts to the company in exchange for gifts like construction of their home on the Lake Lucille in 2002. The company has not only sponsored Todd Palin's snow machine team... it hired Sarah Palin to do a statewide television commercial in 2004. Although Todd Palin told Fox News he and his Lake Lucille home where he built it with a few buddies.
Yeah, I remember hearing that
a few
during the campaign.
SBS supplied the materials for the house, however, that the buddies built. Just months after, before Palin left City Hall to campaign for governor, she awarded a contract to SBS to help build the $13 million Wisilla Sports Complex, the most expensive building project in Wisilla history. The complex cost the city an additional $1.3 million in legal fees and threw it into severe long-term debt. Good job! We should add that to her list of qualifications now next to quitter. For SBS, the bloated and bungled project, of course, a cash cow, thanks to... Yeah, it's like Halliburton in Iraq. They made out fine. No, the American taxpayers, not so much.
The guys they electrocuted in showers didn't.
Didn't work out so well for them.
Sewage.
Oh, Mike in Seattle would like to identify the birds that were in the Sarah Palin speech. I quit. Hello, Mike. Hi, Mike in Seattle.
There.
Yes.
I have it from secondhand authority, but someone who's in Fish and Wildlife in Alaska, that the birds you hear in the background of her announcement are not geese. They're not ducks. They are, ready for the rim shot, loons.
No way. Really?
I don't think they have loons in Alaska.
Yes, they do.
Do they?
It's mating season, as a matter of fact.
All right.
And she was fishing.
They have golden ponds until they freeze.
But I do have a joke for you guys.
Yes.
What do you do when you find a spare window in Alaska?
What?
You have SBS build a house around it.
Hey! That's an ethics joke. Vows, corruption, blah, blah.
Did I
mention that again? I've probably already been sued like 14 times this morning.
Yeah, the legal wing of Stephanie Miller International is going to be quite busy today.
You know, just when I thought nothing would top her interview in front of the bird being stuffed into a wood chipper behind her. Yeah, this was... I quit because people are making fun of Triggs.
That sounds just like her, actually.
Between that and the Larry King, Liza Minnelli, Michael Jackson coverage, it was like watching a Fellini film all week.
Yeah.
That and Governor Sanford, every time he talked, I was like, what? What? It's like the news is on acid this week.
Yeah.
It was just...
Yeah, well, the party I was at over the vacation was like a Fellini film as well.
Oh, really? You were at a party with a bunch of right-wing whacks.
Well, yeah. There was the Hollywood Madam, there was Gloria Allred, there was Tammy Bruce, and there was Nitro from American Gladiators.
Wow, okay. You get invited to all the A-list soirees.
About that.
How come Mama didn't get on that guest list?
Yeah, that was unusual.
Wow.
It really was like a Fellini film.
You'd go to the opening of Envelope, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would. It was free alcohol, so I was there.
Oh, well, there you go.
57 minutes after the hour, Caribou Barbie as imagined by Jim Ward in Stand-Up News, next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's The Stephanie Miller Show. I'm walking on sunshine, and I feel good.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris Lavoy. The newly married Jim Ward. Wow. Congratulations, Jim Ward.
Thank you.
He done got married over vacation. Or you can email me there, Stephanie Miller. This hour of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by the all-new Chevy Equinox.
Equinox.
Oh, keep
doing Pardon me.
That.
Sorry. With an EPA estimated 32 miles per gallon highway and up to 600 highway miles on a tank, it's the most fuel-efficient crossover on the highway. Go to Chevy.com/Equinox. Exactly.
I like that Chevy Camaro.
Based on the GM Compact crossover segment, excludes other GM vehicles. Thank you, GM.
We love GM.
And the
Equinox.
Equinox. Exactly.
Do you know what Equinox is?
Sure.
What's the Equinox?
The Stephanie Lewis Show would like to welcome KPHX AM 1480 in Phoenix this morning. Good morning, Phoenix, everybody. All right. Meanwhile, fortunately, no news broke while we were on vacation last week.
Yeah,
what?
Happened.
What the? Topped by Caribou Barbie on Friday.
Quitting. I'm determined to take the right path for Alaska, even though it is unconventional and it's not so comfortable. With this announcement that I'm not seeking re-election, I've determined it's best to transfer the authority of governor to Lieutenant Governor Parnell.
Who apparently is the only politician that thinks this might be a good idea.
Yeah.
Can you imagine getting that call? You're what? I'm governor! I'm governor! He's the only one, by the way, to use the word Sarah Palin and articulate in the same sentence.
Yeah.
He said, once she articulated her reasons to me, meaning that basically he'd be governor, which I imagine appealed to him, so he said, I understood then. I understood that this bitch... It doesn't matter because I'm the governor now and she's quitting. Okay.
As I thought about this announcement and what that means for Alaska, I thought... So many politicians do that. That's what's wrong. They kind of milk it.
Oh, yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
I have nipples because you milk me.
I'm not going to put Alaskans through that. My choice is to take a stand and affect change holding a fish in a photograph.
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
On another scale, and actually make a difference for Alaskans and for Americans.
I want to do something good for humanity.
How about sterilization?
Let me go back quickly to a comfortable analogy.
Get to the point.
And that's sports. Basketball. Keep your eye on the basket. And that is what I'm doing. Keeping our eye on the ball. Freedom. And I know when it's time to pass the ball for victory.
Victory is mine. No!
Helen. Helen will resign her office as governor within a few weeks. Palin.
We have won, and I choose the quitter's way out. And this political absurdity, the politics of personal destruction, it's pretty insane.
Goodbye, good luck, and good riddance.
Yes, thank you, Listener Ken in Cleveland.
That's great.
Tribute to Caribou Barbie.
But you really don't have to edit her to make her sound crazy.
You really don't.
Just let her talk.
Yeah, I think Fox News thought they were doing her a favor by playing the entire unedited press conference.
And then about 10 minutes later, they replayed the entire press conference again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, that I, as I said, I'm going to go with my original contention. I think she is having a three-way with Governor Sanford and the Argentinian chick. There is no other explanation. I think that's the other me pump to drop, I think. I could be wrong. Let's check some other news we don't want to lose. Here we go, kids.
Yippee, yippee, it's time for stand-up news. And now, here's anchor person, Stephanie Miller.
Thank you. When news breaks here at Stays Broken, our top story, yes, Alaska Governor Palin announced Friday she was resigning her office, a stunning decision that could free her to run for president. Oh, please. But also raises questions about her political standing at home. Leaving office at the end of the month, the former vice presidential hopeful will be able to travel the country more freely without facing the sort of repeated ethics inquiries that she's those pesky ethics things that she's been fending off. In making her announcement, Palin spoke directly to those inquiries, saying she wouldn't stand by as taxpayer money was spent to investigate her. Yeah. Right. And I think as we played earlier, she said she was a high school basketball point guard and she knows when to pass the ball for victory.
Whatever,
box the media out and hit one from the paint or something. The decision to suddenly quit her post will also reinforce some of the very questions that, about Palin that were raised in the lengthy Vanity Fair story last week, whether she's overly erratic and prone to ignore her own political advisors. Exactly what you're looking for in the leader of the free world. We have more of Caribou Barbie's press conference.
Well, boy, howdy, you betcha. Feel as free as a bird that's managed to escape a couple of shotgun blasts from a duck blind? I'm not going to be governor of Alaska anymore, so now I can run for president like a caribou with a helicopter flying up its behind. I'm just like a point guard passing off the ball, and they continuing to run off the court right out into the parking lot where I can set up inside the painted lines for the next drive down court to Washington, D.C. I'll be all sweaty and panting and all pretty and sexy in my gym shorts, and I'll be able to call all the plays that will alley-oop me into the White House, which is where I belong and where I will actually live also, too, as well, besides. Don't you believe those nasty stories about how I embezzled money from Alaska and Wasilla? How can I embezzle something when I don't even know how to spell embezzle? In addition, likewise, furthermore, in conjunction with and in like manner. Maybe then that old dried-up elk scrotum John McCain will have to man up and confess that he's the one who screwed the pooch in the campaign last year, not me. You just watch me, John. I'm going to take over the Republican Party, and I'm never going to give it back to ya. What's more to boot moreover additionally? Here's winking at you, boys.
Sarah Palin, word salad. Eat up. All right. And finally, North Korea test-fired 7 short-range missiles 2 days after launching 4 rockets, spurring condemnations from the U.S., South Korea, and Japan.
Again?
Mm-hmm. Do we have dear leader? Of course we do.
K to the J to the I, L, and the hizzy. So, you little worm so bent out of shape about my shooting off my typo tongue. You say I'm so dangerous, and I'm so the axis of evil. If it wasn't such a bullcrap, it would be Tourette. Ha, ha, ha. Actually, the truth is a little embarrassing, but I tell it to you because dear reader is only interested in peace. You see, I had the command and control system hardwired into my brain because, hey, this is a tyrannical dictatorship, Jack. What else do you expect? Well, there was a wire or two crossed somewhere in my cerebellum, I think, because the other day I was getting a little too aggressive with my own personal type of dung. If you know what I'm saying. Do I have to paint you a picture? I don't think so. Next thing you know, 2 rockets got launched. Naturally, I put out a bunch of propaganda about how we're going to be the baddest asses in Asia. Nobody tell us what to do. Yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. So since then, I've been exercising iron discipline. I even have my minister of health hold it when I take a rika just in case. But it all backed up on me, and last night I had a dream that Condi and Hillary and Lindsay all came to visit at the same time, and that's just what I did, too. 7 rocket, ha-cha-cha. I know it's dangerous for the international situation, but hey, how many old geezer with funny hair can let loose a 7 all at once? Fire in the hole! Come out!
That's all for stand-up news. I'm here all week. Tell your friends if you'd like more Jim Ward Balderall.
Check out Jim Ward's Apocryphal but True, for which there is a tile ad at the Stephanie Miller website, stephaniemiller.com. And buy the downloadable album, why don't you?
Are there any pictures of your wedding that you can see at
I was
going to
say, stop emailing Jim asking him to marry you. It's all over for you, all over. Jim married his lovely girlfriend.
Jamiroquai
over the weekend. Janice, her name is Janice.
That's
Mrs.
Right.
Ward to you, everybody. Yeah, wow. Jim didn't mention that till the first commercial break.
Yeah.
Just so, by the way, FYI.
I was just wondering if you noticed the ring. Just kind of...
Yeah, oh, okay. He's like a girl.
Yeah.
Did you notice this? Ding, 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 ding. All right. I'm sorry. That was too much breaking news to deal with your little story, Jim. For God's sakes, I've got a Twitter from Sarah Palin. Trying to keep up with getting the truth to ya, like there's no quote-unquote FBI scandal. That's how you know it doesn't exist. She put quotes around it.
Yeah, huh. Okay, that makes everything go away.
Most outlets, of course, have shied away from the story until her lawyer sent out a letter warning the press to not say anything about it.
About the FBI scandal that she mentioned.
To report that. Yes, ratcheting up her offensive against the news media, Governor Palin's attorney threatened Saturday to sue mainstream news organization if they publish defamatory stories relating to whether Palin is under federal investigation.
That would be the news. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, now it's the news because he's made it so. Wowee, what a bunch of stumble.
God, how would you like to be her spokesperson?
Oh,
wowee. My God.
Well, who can say it better than
governor
she can?
Governor meant to say.
Mm-hmm. His name is Thomas Van Flein. Her attorney, seriously.
Van Flein?
Thomas Van Flein.
Thomas Van Flein.
warns of severe consequences should speculation that until now has accepted when he calls. You have to say, it's Thomas Mann flying for you. Which doesn't really strike fear. It's like, whatever.
Whatever.
Everybody's got lawyers.
I'm sorry, I'm not available. Leave a message with my secretary, Flavin. He warns of severe consequences.
Or my personal assistant, Coing.
He warns of severe consequences. I suppose it would be flying like consequences.
Yeah.
Should speculation that has until now largely been confined to blogs about whether Palin embezzled funds in the construction of a Wasilla, Alaska sports complex find their way into print, or perhaps on some journalistically irresponsible radio shows that would report the flying-related news. Neither the Times nor the Post made any mention of the investment rumors in their Saturday edition, but sources close to Palin consider the letter a warning shot to stay away from the topic, which now everybody
now,
is covering.
Of course,
good,
right.
Job. Good job.
Of course they're all looking into it now.
Uh-huh.
Don't look at this! What do you mean? Don't look at it! Don't look at it!
In the embezzlement version of the Gary Hart stuff, go ahead, follow me! You're not going to find anything! Yes. Now, of course, there is. It is being covered virtually everywhere.
Yes.
All right. Governor Palin, Friday on the whole, the ducks and the things.
And so, as I thought about this announcement that I wouldn't run for re-election and what that means for Alaska, I thought about, well, how much fun some governors have as lame ducks. They maybe travel around their state, travel to other states, maybe take their overseas international trade missions. So many politicians do that. And then I thought, that's what's wrong. Many just accept that lame duck status and they hit the road, they draw a paycheck, they kind of milk it, and I'm not going to put Alaskans through that.
Aren't you something? Yeah, it's called finishing your term, which is what most governors do when they make that promise to Alaskan people.
Put Alaskans
through
that.
When they ask her constituents, you see, to elect them, you see, then that's what generally...
Yeah. You could avoid being a lame duck by actually, you know, doing your job.
Completing your term.
Yes.
Would be good.
I'm sure the people of Alaska would appreciate a governor who's sticking around.
Hmm.
Maybe say, I'm not going to run again, but I will continue my term. Therefore,
that would be the honorable thing to do.
It just gives me an opportunity to go with my mouth. Okay, that's a sound effect. That's me. Hi, Tim. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Wow, impressive what you can do with your mouth.
Don't make me go to Double Kitty. I'll do it.
I won't. Okay, I'll stop.
Stop it.
Congratulations, Jim.
Thank you.
I'd like to say congratulations to Al Franken as well.
Yeah. Yay for Al Franken.
And, of course,
Senator Al Franken. Hey, where's Right Wing Jerry from Chicago? Doesn't he owe me something?
He owes you a bottle of Jack.
Bottle of something?
Yep.
Hmm.
You know, okay. I'm just, you know, if she's so concerned about Alaskans and her family, and here she's quitting her job, what is she going to do about her health care?
Yeah,
she's not going to have insurance anymore. We don't have universal health care. What is she going to do about baby Trey getting all his medications?
Oh, God. Can
and
you
everything he possibly could need for that poor little baby Trey that she carries around like a Prada handbag.
Yeah, but that was the most incomprehensible part of a really incomprehensible press conference. Who is making fun of Trey?
I've really never heard of anyone making fun of baby Trey. I've heard a couple local radio shows here in Madison make fun of Trey, but it wasn't making fun directly at Trey is making fun of her and her family, how they parade him around and toss him around like a bag.
Well, yeah, I made fun of that she lost him at a speech in Florida. She introduced her whole family, and she goes, and Trey! Oh!
Where's Trey?
Who's got Trey?
Where that came from.
But no, the funniest part is then she just kept on. She's like, anyway, what I want to say, Florida. Like, she didn't really care.
I know. It's like that's the only thing I've ever heard anyone say about Trey at all. And now she does the whole thing about Trey and her family. Well, I'm sorry, your daughter's a slut. Your younger daughter. Well, I mean, come on. If we're going to do the family values things, that's pretty much what she is. I mean, I don't care. But,
I hear Sex on Skates is coming out with a tell-all book, so there might be even more.
Yes. Levi Johnston is shopping a tell-all book.
Maybe that's the other hockey skate to drop.
Yes.
All right. We'll tell you about that and much more on the Caribou Barbie story as we continue 20 minutes after the hour. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
See, that wasn't so bad, was it?
Ooh, I got to say, that was fantastic.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 24 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Yeah, the fallout continues from Caribou Barbie's stunning announcement that she quits, don't you know?
Oh, yeah.
You'll betcha, as Governor of Alaska. So, I don't know if this is the other hockey skate to drop, as I mentioned. However, Levi Johnson shopping a tell-all book about the Palins,
yes,
apparently. There might be yet more dirty laundry we haven't heard about. He is shopping a book, according to, this is my favorite part of the story, according to his bodyguard slash publicist.
And what's the bodyguard slash publicist's name?
Tank.
Yes. I love that. I love that part of the story.
Don't tread on Tank.
He's like an American gladiator.
Yeah.
The story is just, there are still many untold stories about the Palins, according to Tank. No word on what Nitro thinks, or I don't know. Anyway.
Sarah's lawyer,
Nitro. I should have asked him while I was at that party, Nitro.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or Zap or Pow or any of the other gladiators. Okay. So, this was of many entertaining moments in the Caribou Barbie, resignation.
Mm-hmm.
Her spokesperson, there's a job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She actually, apparently the qualification to be Caribou Barbie's spokesperson is you have to speak just as incomprehensibly as she does.
Great.
And also, screw up the sports analogies, like she did with Anderson Cooper, who could not have been more befuddled.
How, though, I mean, you say this is leadership, but how is leading not leading? I mean, but you're saying she's leading by not leading. She's quitting her job as a leader to do what, I don't know, speeches, a television show, whatever she chooses to do. But, I mean, you can't really call that political leadership.
Sure. Well, do you say then that a point guard charging down a basketball court is not leading when he passes the ball or she passes the ball?
Honestly, I know nothing about basketball. All I know about is politics.
Well, let me tell you, when someone is driving down a basketball court, which is her analogy, and I think it speaks well to where she is, and that is, I can't affect change right now because of the political climate that's there. I'm going to pass the ball. I'm going around it. And we still all have the same common hoop.
What?
But I'm going around the block. And I'm passing the ball at this time because it's best for Alaska.
I'm sorry. Okay, I don't know who the hoop is. I don't know who the ball is, or I'm confused by the analogy. But I'll let it go because I don't know anything about sports.
We all have the what the hell did she say? We all have the same common hoop, but she's going around the block, Jim. From downtown. But she's.
We all have the common 50-yard line, but once we hit third base, then it's offsides and you're in the penalty box.
Hmm.
What?
Wow. Okay. So she stayed out of the public eye for most of Saturday, which must have been awful for her before she started whining on her social networking site that she's a victim and blah.
Whatever.
Blah, and then she then cited she has a higher calling than being governor of Alaska. To unite the country along conservative lines. How's that going for you? I'll give you some other fun facts about her weekend as we continue. 28 minutes after the hour, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Get real, kids. You write skits mocking our presidents to fill time between car commercials.
Exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 33 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Chris in Chicago on Caribou Barbie's Rice's Nation. Hello, Chris.
Hi. Congratulations, Jim.
Thank you.
They had said over the weekend, one of the two senators, I think it's the Republican, actually, of Alaska, said, well, if a point guard is going to hand off the ball, they don't leave the court.
Yes, yeah. Thank you. I was going to say, if you're going to make a sports analogy,
you're right.
You can pass the ball, but see, if you leave the court.
You might be benched for a bit, but you don't leave completely the court.
Yeah, you lose the game if the point guard is. Can you imagine the play-by-play? The point guard has passed the ball. What? He just walked off the... Wait a minute. All right, the whole team...
The shower's early.
Whole team is disqualified. Yes.
That Republican center would be Senator Lisa Murkowski, whose term ends in 2010, whom Sarah Palin is rumored to be going after that seat.
Oh, yes. Lisa Murkowski had the crazy idea that perhaps this in some way was, sort of... Not a good idea.
Right.
She said, I'm deeply disappointed the governor has decided to abandon the state and her constituents before her term has concluded.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Lots of breaking news. Breaking news left and right, of course, last week and this morning. Robert McNamara died, which Anne-Marie Cox has Twittered about that.
Yes, Anne-Marie Cox on Twitter has retweeted something that says, Donald Rumsfeld, now officially worst Secretary of Defense still alive.
Mm. Dang it.
Thank God no one else important died last week while we were on vacation. Huh?
Well, with that.
Half of Hollywood died while we were away. What the?
Poor Farrah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, seriously, you get cancer and then you die on the same day Michael Jackson does. I mean, come on. I was supposed to do the Ed show. Remember?
Yes. You were bumped for that.
Yes. I was sitting there live with the IFB in.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they're doing all the Farrah coverage. And then suddenly I see this banner about Michael Jackson. And literally they almost, like, tossed me out of the chair. They're like, get out. It's canceled.
Yeah.
Like, tossed me off the set. Mm. But that's how I got inside information, because I was in a news organization at the time, and they were saying that's what I'm told, is that Michael Jackson was already dead. That this whole story about he's been rushed to the hospital and he has a heart thing and whatever.
And he was found dead with a baby doll.
No one else knows that yet.
Okay.
I'm not supposed to know that.
You're not.
There was a baby doll in the bed. Yes. And a lot of IV equipment, and they were nervous about it. They kept doing CPR, apparently. He's already dead. He's
allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly. And he was very thin.
Well,
and
they
were afraid that the CPR would,
Yeah. On the day of, you know, his death, Geraldo Rivera was on Fox News saying, yeah, last time I did an interview with him, you could see right through him.
Yeah.
Because he was so thin and frail and pale.
I talked to somebody who apparently knew someone that, saw him a few weeks ago and said they shook his hand. It was like paper. He was that was a whole sad story. But what a frenzy in L.A. I could barely get home. I was trying to,
Well, I couldn't get to my supermarket because of all the mourners around Michael Jackson's star on
Except
the Walk of Fame.
It wasn't Michael Jackson. It was Michael Jackson the radio.
Yes. Well, that's unfortunate. Did you hear about that?
This whole story, they were putting, it was the wrong Michael Jackson. They were putting stuff
my death
on the wrong
being
star.
Greatly exaggerated.
Well, that's because, the Michael Jackson, the singer's star, was covered up because of the Bruno premiere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Still, I
gets
think
more and more grotesque.
It's hard to compare now with the Governor Sanford second press conference and now Caribou Barbie, but I still am going to go with my original contention. The most entertaining moment of television last week was the Larry King Michael Jackson coverage. With Liza Minnelli on from Paris. Did anyone see it? You know what I'm talking about. Oh, it was just hilarious. First of all, she sounds exactly like Judy Garland. It really was. It was like a gay man's dream come true. It was he was quoting Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah, gay man from the 60s.
And then Liza, what do you think? And she kept calling Larry honey, which I'm gonna do that next time I'm on. Honey, I'm shocked. Honey, oh my God. She was having like a breakdown. It was great.
They were close.
Did you hear I want a Tony?
Yes.
They were close.
All right. The main thing is, let's see, Dave, and we hate to bother you with this, but that Mama is right again. Huh? Staff, the ongoing debate as to whether staff and people of our age are baby boomers or Gen X can finally be put to rest. According to MSNBC headlines as of Friday, 6/26, for Gen X, a day of lost icons. Farrah and Michael were icons of our youth. What teenage boy our age didn't have a Farrah poster in his room? That's true. What Halloween party in college didn't play Thriller 24/7? You won, Mama. Gen X it is. That's true. And everybody wanted to be Farrah. We always played
not
Charlie's Angels. And everybody wanted to be Farrah. And your worst fate was to have to be Kate Jackson because she was...
ugly?
No, she wasn't ugly
She just
at all.
Wasn't the angeliest angel. By the way...
There goes our Kate Jackson booking. Great.
Oh, damn it.
I think she's with my agent, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, uh-oh. I saw her.
Just compare to the other angels.
No, she...
You
she
wanted to be Jacqueline Smith, or you know what I'm saying. And then there were all those lesser angels.
Tanya Roberts.
Shh.
What?
Shelley Hack.
I've done infomercials with Tanya Roberts. Shush.
That company went bankrupt over the weekend.
Uh-oh. Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
Anyway, who was it that, I can't remember which angel, but I thought somebody was saying it was a little strange that her statement mentioned the, now she's with the real angels. I just thought to reference the TV show was kind of a little cheesy.
Well, how
didn't
can you
think?
Not reference the TV show?
Well, you know what I'm saying, but it's just the fact that they, I don't know, it's just a little strange. Like, you know, you don't normally release a statement about someone's death with like a, you know, like a catchphrase or something from a sitcom, you know. All right, you know what I'm saying? It's like Jimmy Walker died. I bet he's not saying dynamite now. Or it just seems a
little
weird.
Sure you do. I mean, when Ed McMahon died, I'm sure a lot of people... Yes! Sure you do.
Isabel Sanford's moving on up. You know, it's just...
Hey, Peter, where's my halo?
Okay. By the way, I need some of my Beaver music. Julie in Seattle forgot. There's something. There's just so many things. Had the Stephanie Miller newscast been on the air last week, we could have... perhaps saved a lot of people a lot of grief, a lot of Republicans. Julie with news on the Beaver relocation program. Mama, if only Governor Sanford had known about this program. The Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife has launched a pilot program to relocate problem beaver in Douglas County.
Oh.
They still have funding to trap 22 additional beaver, so homeowners with a problem beaver, which, you know, clearly Mrs. Sanford does, could call them to arrange for a free trapping. You know what I'm saying? He could have, had he known about the beaver relocation program, he wouldn't have had to go to Argentina.
Whatever.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, then. Yeah. And what's the deal with the other women? The other women that he did stuff with, but didn't cross the sex line or
whatever.
What are we in eighth grade? What the hell does that
and
mean?
Why did he feel the need to disclose this?
I'm not really sure. For the same reason he felt the need to say that his mistress is his soulmate, and he's trying to fall back in love with the skank biscuit.
If you were the lovely Mrs. Sanford, how would you feel about that?
I'm not sure that I would be entirely pleased.
I wonder if she has a guitar in her basement.
Do you think she hit him with a toy guitar? I'm just saying. All right. All right, so the governor of Alaska, the soon-to-be ex-governor, spent the 4th of July weekend
Noted
quitter Sarah Palin. Spent the weekend in the state capital, Juneau, but was only spotted briefly on the sidelines of a city parade. She had been invited to ride in the convertible, as she did last year, but never told organizers whether she would attend. The parade director said officials drew up banners in... I wonder if they said quitter on them. Quitter Palin.
Yes.
Because they couldn't have said governor, technically. Well, they could have.
Until the end of this month.
Governor / quitter.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Quitting governor.
Yes. Drew up banners in case Palin showed up and was willing to take part. Hmm. I love this sentence. As the last of the parade's clowns in March. Oh, see, there was already a clown in the parade, so they didn't need they didn't need another one. And marching bands headed past her, the parade director said, "What governor wants to be at the end of a parade?" Yeah, because it's we've already had the clowns and whatever. Speaking of which, how many Republican governors can you fit in a Volkswagen, do you think? Does anybody... If you got Sanford and Palin in there...
Well, Sanford's pretty tall.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is a Republican.
You can get the van of him in his Volkswagen.
No, you'd break his femur if you put him in there with all the others.
My femur!
May I just say, for a Back from Vacation show, we are almost on fire this morning.
Yes, en fuego.
42 minutes after the hour, back with a Republican reaction, which, by the way, we don't have to say anything. They did it for us.
Yeah, they did.
The Caribou Barbie quitting on Friday. It's quitting time. Right back with all that on the Stephanie Miller Show.
We're an unusual family.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 47 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Laura in Minneapolis, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Laura.
Hi. I'm in Minneapolis, and my sister was in downtown Minneapolis last week and happened to have the pleasure of running into the Fred Phelps people.
Oh.
And they had their prerequisite.
The reverend, the very reverend.
They had signs, God hates Swedes, God hates fags. Mm-hmm. But they also had a sign that said, Farah is in hell.
Oh.
We've been trying since to understand what Farah
is. How did Farah get dragged into this?
Yeah, so if anybody knows why Farah is in hell, let us know.
Because something bad happened to her, therefore she must be evil.
She lives in Hollywood, which allows the homosexuality, I'm guessing. Okay. All right, Barbara in Cave Creek, Arizona, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hi, welcome back to Arizona.
Thank you. All right, thank you.
Sarah. First of all, a long time ago, they made Where Sarah buttons for the legislature because she's never been around, ever.
Yeah.
Her whole history in Alaska has just been that she's not there, so they actually made buttons up saying Where Sarah. And in the last year, she was at the Robert E. Lee meeting, the RNC meeting, and all these different meetings during their short little 90-day legislative period. They don't even have a long legislature, and that's when she went traveling. So she's never been interested in being governor for 1 minute. This was all a platform to get her into national politics. I think it's really seedy, and she has yet to return the clothing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, she's keeping it for the next run. And our favorite bumper sticker is Palin 2012 to 2014 and a half.
Yeah.
Because she might quit. Okay, Ebony in Minneapolis, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hello, Ebony.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good, go ahead.
Congratulations, Jim.
Thank you.
Jim Ward got married over the weekend.
Hooray!
Previous weekend, actually.
Previous weekend, pardon me. He's been honeymooning.
Excellent. Well, as the official horticulturalist of all things legal and illegal, I am proud to say I think Sarah was smoking something. Did you, like, notice during the speech she kept repeating herself, like, over and over, like, the same story,
yeah.
You know, lame duck, the whole thing. And I'd like to just comment, if she was, you know, so up in arms about people picking on her and, you know, investigating her, how was she going to handle being a vice president? And, you know, now that she's gotten this, you know, big kick that she wants to be back out in the community and be with the people, isn't that a community organizer? I think that she had more responsibility now, unlike Obama, who was just a community organizer, which I think that's what she's going to be doing now.
Yeah, I guess so. only not as well. Okay. By the way, so Evan Parnell, he's the lieutenant governor.
Uh-huh.
He said he was shocked when he learned of his boss's decision. But he, again, as I mentioned, the only one to actually use Sarah Palin and articulate in the same sentence. He said, but then she began to articulate her reasons. I began to understand better, mostly that he would be governor, which I think is the only reason that he seems to be supportive of that decision. Tony Blankley, is he also one of the only ones that thinks this makes any sense of any kind?
You know, just at a technical level, it makes a lot of sense.
Oh. Uh-huh.
From Alaska. In other words, a typical governor or senator who wants to run for president, they're based in Philadelphia or Chicago, and it's an hour and a half flight to everywhere they go. She's got like a 7-hour flight to get to here. So just commuting back and forth, it's very hard to be both governor and a player down in the lower 48. Also, she doesn't have to struggle, as so many candidates do, with the official staff of the current office and the political staff of the future office.
Yeah.
This way she'll have a united staff. She can be where she needs to be. I think it makes a lot of sense.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. That was weighing her down the whole...
That was
two staffs.
That was twisty.
As Kent Jones would say, weak.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, astounding, risky, quitter. That's what fellow conservatives had to say about Sarah Palin's decision to step down with 18 months left in her term. The resignation left many of her fellow Republicans a little perplexed. Karl Rove said he was a little perplexed.
Sure.
It's a risky strategy, he said yesterday on Fox. Astounding, Chuck Grassley said. Oh, boy. Rove said stepping down now won't lessen the media spotlight on Palin. In fact, he said leaving the governor's office takes away her platform for controlling her agenda and her message. The media, if she wants to run for president, is going to be following her for the next 3.5 years. Effective strategies in politics are ones that are so clear and obvious that people can grasp. It's not clear why she's doing this. What she's doing and why. Chuck Grassley said, I would think if you want to run for president, and I'm not sure that's got anything to do with what she's doing, that the forum of a governorship would be a better forum than just being a private citizen.
Unless you're under indictment, say. Just say. Just
don't talk about that. Or Mr. Flynn will sue you, her lawyer. Lawyer Flynn, Van Flynn.
Sorry, I was a little late on that.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. George Will said he has no idea why she did this.
And he's smart.
Yes, he said the one that rings most hollow is she doesn't want to put Alaska through the terror of her being a lame duck governor. If she is just weary of it, one can understand that. Still, she made a contract with voters to serve out her term.
Yeah, that.
And she said in her own words that she is now a quitter. Okay, former Governor Mike Huckabee said the challenge she's going to have is that there will be people who will say, look, if they chase you out of this, it won't get any easier at other levels. All right, Ed Rollins, Republican strategist on CNN.
She was a shooting star who dimmed, obviously, in the last few months, and now she's crashed Earth. If nothing more than just quitting the job because it's too tough, or she wants to do something else, I think is a liability.
Yeah, all I could sort of decipher from that long rambling press conference, she doesn't feel like it anymore.
Yeah.
And no one is spinning this effectively at all.
Like, y'all are being mean.
We don't get it. I don't, what, it's, what, huh?
No, it never in the history of politics has someone used so many words to say so little.
Yeah, exactly.
Mark in Wethersfield, Connecticut on Caribou Barbie. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you doing, Stephanie?
Good.
Good. I was just thinking, listening to what was going on with Sarah and Mark down in South Carolina, the good governor. Are they trying to make Romney look good? Maybe we should concentrate on Romney. I mean, these are top runners.
Yeah, I mean, literally, they were two televised nervous breakdowns, weren't they, Mark?
Well, I kind of think so. But yeah. I think that, you know, they're making Romney look good. If we're going to try to beat the Republicans, we have to think like them.
I guess. Yeah, maybe is this an orchestrated thing? It's just...
I don't know what it is.
Wow. Ed Rollins.
Cluster bleep is what it is.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ed Rollins.
I have great respect for her. I have praised her on this show over and over again.
Oh, yes.
And I feel badly about this, but I think at the end of the day... She's going to end up like Catherine Harris, who's also a darling of the right wing. A woman named Catherine Harris, who's campaigning Iran.
Oh, boy. You got some booze over
Catherine Harris was a hero of this party. Oh. I ran her Senate campaign. By the end of that campaign, she was viewed as a flake and went down to roaring.
It is quite the competition these days for bat crazy Republican women, isn't it? Yeah. That's what it is. She's still big. It's Alaska that got small.
I am big. It's the picture that got small.
Wow. She's apparently, because she's ready for a close-up, Jim. That's why she must apparently leave.
Yeah, I'm ready for my...
Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
She wasn't ready for a close-up during the presidential campaign.
Seriously, the only tape you would ever have to play is just anything from the Katie Couric or the Charlie Gibson interviews. Just anything from that, if you don't want
to...
I'll try to find you some and I'll bring them to you.
I'll try to find you some qualifications and bring them back to you.
In what respect, Charlie?
Heavens to be... See. Okay, Bill Kristol, boy, oh boy. He's, okay.
It's a huge gamble, but, you know, she's... Some of those gambles have paid off for her in the past. Mm-hmm. If I had to bet right now, I think we just saw the opening... statement in the 2012 presidential race.
Oh, goody, we goody, sure hope so. Goody, goody. Yes, one can only hope.
Is Bill Kristol stupid? He must be.
He's the only pundit that keeps getting asked back, and he's been wrong about virtually everything.
Yes.
Ever.
I don't think he's ever gotten
anything
right.
In the history
right.
of anything.
For a right-winger, that's some...
Yeah, I don't think the New York Times has issued as many corrections as they have for his column.
Right.
Yeah. Charles Krauthammer on the Brit Bear.
Look, this is the most unexpected and I would say erratic political announcement since John McCain declared in the middle of September he's going to suspend his campaign so he could solve our financial crisis, which unfortunately he didn't.
That's surprisingly. Just when you thought you couldn't be any more erratic, angry and erratic than John McCain, there comes Caribou Barbie's press conference. John McCain, by the way, expressed a support for his former running mate. He said, I have the greatest respect and affection for Sarah, Todd, and their family. Mm-hmm. I was deeply honored to... By the way, I think he was the one that was making fun of Trigg.
Oh, stop it.
I was deeply honored to have her as my... well, you know how the jokes he made about Chelsea Clinton. I'm just saying, he's the one that's mean enough to be capable. I was deeply honored to have her as my running mate and believe she will continue to play an important leadership role in the Republican Party in our nation.
You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying, scheming, stinking, nasty sack of liquid crap.
Exactly. All right. Wow. Where to begin? Next hour, we have a new Turkish game show host. They have religious people trying to convert atheists to their religions. We have a sample of that in Tinsel Talk.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Oh, this can't end well.
We will delve more into the whole... we will jump briefly off the Caribou Barbie crazy train onto the Sanford crazy train.
Okay.
As we continue, 57 minutes after the hour, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. This hour of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by the all-new Chevy Equinox. With an EPA estimated 32 miles per gallon highway and up to 600 highway miles.
They're getting their money's worth on this.
It's the most efficient crossover on the highway. Go to Chevy.com/Equinox. Based on GM, compact crossover segment excludes other GM vehicles. Yay!
Yay!
Thank you, GM. Mm-hmm. Welcome, Phoenix, this morning. Phoenix is back in the hizzy.
Yes.
And we, as are we, after vacation, fortunately, no news broke while we were gone.
Nothing at all happened.
Of any kind. Wow. StephanieMiller.com, the website. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris LaVoy, voice deity Jim Ward, who is a married man. That's the biggest breaking news of the vacation week. Jim Ward got married.
Hooray!
To his lovely girlfriend.
Jamiroquai.
Yes.
Janice.
Mrs. Ward to you.
Mrs. Deity.
All right. And Republican governors still refuse to drink a cup of STFU, which is fun for us. Governor Mark Sanford continuing his breakdown with the mistress is the soulmate, but trying to fall back in love with the wife. Oh, my God.
Wow.
We'll get into all that.
Oh, boy.
The vice president in Iraq over the weekend, apparently he got there in a closed container.
I'm listening, not pushing right now. I have some pretty clear ideas. The president has clear ideas of what needs to be done. Look, our objective here is to help the Iraqis reach the kind of political accommodations they're going to have to reach.
And I don't think, since we're on in New York City now, I don't think I can say it enough times this hour, Bill O'Reilly, and that is Senator Al Franken. Senator. Senator Al Franken. Bill O'Reilly, say it. You can say it.
I am proud to stand before you as the next senator from Minnesota.
Thing sucks.
Shards of Bill O'Reilly's extraordinarily large cranium are flying over Manhattan as we speak.
Yes, I have some inside information on the Michael Jackson because I know stuff. Because I know stuff and people and things here in L.A.
What is this inside information,
tell you
Stephanie?
Later on this hour. However,
that is a tease.
That's how it's done.
And Caribou Barbie, in maybe the best comedy of our vacation week on Friday. It's quitting time.
As governor, I love my job,
I love
Alaska, and it hurts to make this choice, but I'm doing what's best for Alaska.
Uh-huh. Okay, then. I got a skedaddle on the snow machine. See ya. Okay, yeah, Palin's gone. Wow.
If Sarah Palin were quitting, is stepping down, deciding not, she's of course not stepping down as governor.
Don't!
I've determined it's best to transfer the authority of governor to Lieutenant Governor Parnell.
This doesn't sound, it just doesn't feel like the act of a woman who wants to have a national career. It sounds perhaps more like somebody who doesn't want to have a national career.
She's gone. She's gone. Oh, wow.
Hey.
He betcha. Now say it ain't so.
Guys and gals.
I think she used the word insane in her remarks.
I'm baffled by people being baffled by it.
She's gone.
I love it. It's good. Don't worry at all.
Bye bye.
Thank you, Shano. Shano in Pittsburgh. Montage. Julie in Seattle sends along Politico's. It has five questions for Sarah Palin.
Oh, okay.
Mama, I send this along because of question number three, the question from the Department of Setting Professional Woman Back a Zillion Years by Acting a Hormonal Menopausal, Whining Like a Little Bitch, and Leaving Work Early to Take the Kids to the Dentist. Thank you. my kids wouldn't let me finish anyway. We took a vote. So screw what the people of Alaska voted for.
Yeah, they had a vote.
Yeah, they did have a vote.
They had some weird, crazy idea that you might actually finish your term.
Have a contract with your constituents there.
Political's number two question. How can you say you didn't take a quitter's way out when you just quit?
Yeah.
Number three, Hillary Clinton, Liddy Dole, Jerry Ferraro had a secondary goal in their political strivings, tailoring their actions and statements to destroy the notion women couldn't compete against men in the political arena. Palin suggested that was her goal, too, in 2008. Her defenders never hesitated to cry
also
sexism
too.
When she was attacked. So what does quitting say about her commitment to furthering the image of women in American politics? Thank you, Caribou Barbie. Thanks a lot. All right, Julie also sending along, this is the second most embarrassing tape for a woman, if you don't count the press conference of Caribou Barbies on Friday.
Yes.
Dear Steph and Jim, let's see, Squeezy, this is for you, a teacher accidentally gives self-made sex tape to fifth graders.
Yeah. I heard about this yesterday. Oh, my God.
If only we'd had that kind of sex education.
A class of fifth graders in California got a shocking crash course on the birds and the bees, courtesy of their teacher in an X-rated home video she accidentally included in a DVD of classroom memories.
Yeah.
The error was not caught till after the DVDs were distributed to the students and their families.
Oh, yeah.
It's a game the whole family can play.
Oh, boy.
The offending DVD starts with a menu screen that displays various school trips and functions. Click on one of them, and you see kids in the classroom sharing stories. Then they start clapping, and the video suddenly cuts to sex.
That's great.
The teacher called one family's home the day after the DVD was sent, apologizing profusely, asking the man and his wife to call every parent they knew to stop their kids from seeing the DVD.
Burn it. Please burn it.
Hi, this is Mrs. Farmer-Friend. Did you watch the DVD yet?
Yeah.
Okay, there's part of me, my boyfriend, and
school officials say a new, more appropriate DVD will be sent to students in the coming days. That was probably a poor choice.
Yeah, poor choice of words there.
I've had those already.
All right. Who didn't get that when we were in Catholic school? You accidentally got a Nuns Gone Wild segment in your, you know.
Most of the nuns you wouldn't want to see going wild.
Yeah, they probably have hair growing in places that you really never want. Yeah.
Could I have some love music? Not just because Jim Ward got married, but guess what? We got a Hillary supporter back. I know it would take time, but we'd all come together. Lourdes says, you are off my list. Hi, Steph. For a while, I boycotted your show because I thought you were a real slug towards Hillary Clinton. A rump. I just wanted to tell you your show is like a drug. I went months and months without hearing your show because I was mad at you, and I finally couldn't take it anymore. I've been laughing all morning, and I realized my happy meter was very low without your show. Don't turn off your happy meter.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. 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 Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
Thanks for being you. Sorry I ever boycotted your show. Just don't piss me off again. LOL. OMFG. Okay.
GTK.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's check some entertainment news, shall we, kids?
Time for Tinsel Talk. Let's find out what's going on in Hollywood with Stephanie Miller.
Thank you very much. Our top story, the headline is Turkish TV game show looks to convert atheists. What happens when you put a Muslim imam, a Christian priest, a rabbi, and a Buddhist monk in a room with 10 atheists? Turkish television station Kanal T hopes the answer is a rating success as it prepares to launch a game show where spiritual guides from the four faiths will seek to convert a group of non-believers. Religious authorities in Muslim but secular Turkey, not amused. The makers of Penitence Compete are unrepentant and reject claims that the show, scheduled to begin broadcasting in September, will somehow cheapen religion.
No. I'm sure the title sounds better in Turkish.
We are giving the biggest prize in the world, the gift of belief in God, said the chief executive of the game show. We have
that's the greatest gift in the world. I'd rather have $1 million.
Yeah.
Inshallah, ladies and germs, and welcome to another broadcast of our special game show, where we try to influence atheists to become believers. We call it, For the Love of God, Convert Already! We have clerics from Islam, Christianity, Judaism, and Buddhism. Each will have one atheist to convert. If he does, that atheist gets a trip to the holy city for that faith. If he doesn't, well, just watch. Here's Father Mahoney with his atheist up first.
Benedictine, me bio. First question. On what day of creation were the animals formed?
Well, if by day you mean the eons of time it took for the fundamental chemical building blocks of life to randomly connect until viable amino acids were formed, ready to be struck by lightning and brought to life.
Wrong answer. Take him out and burn him. No, burn! Thanks for playing, and may God have mercy on your heathen soul.
Well, it's clerics one, atheist one less. Let's go to Rabbi Schwartz and see what happens with his atheist.
Garten yo, solution bubbly. What say we stop all this atheist mishigas right now, all right, boy chick? Now, let me show you the correct way to daven. Ato Adonai Eloheinu.
Don't you feel silly reacting to words somebody or something? Words to somebody or something that isn't there.
Gavalt! Listen, you little atheist pisher. Don't you hock me a chinic about what's there and not there. We Jews don't even want converts anyway, but you schmendrick, you pissed me off. Take him out and fill him up with schmaltz.
Oh, no! I'm a vegetarian! No!
Fine! Today I'll give you such a zets.
Cleric zero, atheist minus two. Clerics are widening their lead. On to Imam Muhammad. Let's see how he does.
Infidel, do you see the scimitar? Come to Allah.
But aren't you going to try to convince me?
Too late. Jihad.
Oh.
Say, Rinpoche, you want help with yours?
Sorry, one cleric to an atheist. Cleric zero, atheist minus three. Let's see if Rinpoche Kenpo can make it a sweep.
Will you invoke the bodhisattvas and come to the Gautama? I don't think so, thank you. Take him out and put him in the lotus position and don't let him out of it for a week. No, No, not that. Not the lotus. I give. Oh, I'm going to pop me home. Oh, I'm going to pop me home. Oh, I'm going to pop me home. Please don't hurt me. Oh!
We have a winner. Tune in next week to another episode. For the love of God, convert already. When we add a Hindu priest and a Japanese Shinto. Good night and God be with you. Or else.
That's all for Tinsel Talk. I will always tell your friends.
That was epic.
Only Jim can make beheadings funny.
Yes.
If you'd like more Jim Ward Balderall,
check out Jim Ward's Apocryphal But True, for which there's a title ad on the Stephanie Miller website, stephaniemiller.com, and buy the downloadable album, don't want you?
Jim Jeez. Ward's Married But True.
He's married, so forget it, girls.
Yes.
People are, women are hysterical across the country this morning.
Both of them, yeah. Sure.
No. Jim, you are worshipped like the deity that you
yes,
are.
Yes, the chicks dig you.
By the all women right. folk of the Stephanie Miller
Now you tell me. Great.
Oh, I hope his lovely wife isn't listening this morning.
Does she listen to the show?
Sometimes.
Okay. He's got a wife. That's so weird.
I know, right?
Right?
Well, we knew his first
totally.
Wife, too. We knew his first wife.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who called me over the weekend?
Did she know?
I have to, no. Not, no oh. gonna, I'll tell her now.
Now she does. Okay. All right. So, Michael Jackson. So, this big memorial's tomorrow?
The Michael yeah, Jackson at the family, Staples Center.
At the Staples Center.
Are small. There tickets available?
Well.
Yes. On eBay, there's one for $20,000 right now. If
yeah.
you'd like to.
Mm-hmm.
11,000 tickets were distributed free of charge. And then there was a registration system to get the tickets,
yeah,
I guess?
Yeah, and then you have to go up to Dodger Stadium to get a wristband.
Oh,
I mean, it's the most convoluted thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you have to wear a glove?
Yeah.
You see, oh. because.
Someone was asking over the my vacation if, what's his name? Ted Williams, the baseball player. Wasn't he frozen? And they froze his head. Something.
Yeah,
but Michael,
that's
didn't Michael
about
Jackson,
Walt Disney, too.
Michael Jackson talked about that, too, didn't he? What do you call it?
Cryogenics.
Exactly. Cryogenics. Thank you.
I don't think his face would survive freezing.
No. I don't think anything would survive freezing.
I think should have had a memorial for his face.
We were saying somehow,
ago.
Though, no, if you no, mixed him with Ted Williams, you know what I mean, then you'd have he would only hit singles. Get it? Because he only had hit singles.
Did you just make that one up?
Mm. Hit singles.
All right.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Right. And he would just have one golden glove. You see, the combination of Ted Williams.
Hey!
Okay, let's...
Wow.
Debbie Rowe is reportedly planning to fight for custody of Michael Jackson's children.
As well she should. I mean, she's their mom.
Well, she said, I want my children. I'm stepping up. I have to. What? They come with $200 billion? I didn't know that. She is also, she says she will undergo testing to prove she is the children's natural mother and may seek a restraining order to keep Joe Jackson away from the children.
Yeah, good idea.
Don DeLos, yikes, what's the whole story there?
Yeah.
And he's not in Michael's will. And
Well, the children are with Catherine right now, Michael Jackson's mom. And, you know, from all accounts, she's the most sane one in the family.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a high bar.
Well,
there.
Yeah, and she and Joe haven't lived together for years and years and years.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, and we don't know who we don't know who the mother or father are. And he didn't actually adopt them, which is, wow, that's a whole...
Okay.
That's a whole thing. Okay. Was that the one... Oh, that's the one he was holding over the railing, right?
Yes.
Yeah. See, and I was the only one on TV that defended him for that at the time, because I'm thinking, Michael Jackson is your father. I think the kid was trying to jump, and he was just trying to... He was saving him.
It's entirely plausible.
Yeah. 20 minutes after the hour, there's also a Michael Jackson Octomom connection.
What?
That you may
no.
not know about. I will tell you about that as we continue.
It gets weirder and weirder.
Oy vey, on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's a combination of low self-esteem, low blood sugar, and mixing red wine with my dog's painkillers.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 25 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll-free from anywhere. If you missed the rude pundit on the Stephanie Miller Show today, that interview will be up at stephaniemiller.com after the show. And he referred to me as a minx on his rudepundit.blogspot.com. And I like anyone.
No, he tweeted that.
That thinks I'm minxy.
He tweeted that.
Oh, good.
You can follow his tweets at twitter.com/rudepundit.
Fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Jim in Houston on Caribou Barbie. Hi, Jim.
Hello.
Hey.
Is this Stephanie?
Yes, go ahead.
Well, good morning, Stephanie and Chris, and congratulations to Mr. Ward on his marriage, and the thing I wanted to say about Sarah Palin is, don't come crying to us, young lady. You took yourself, your husband, and all your kids, including your little retarded youngest child.
Oh, okay. See, now you're the one she's talking about.
So you hung them out for the whole world to see, and now you want to whine and cry, and I'm going to resign because I feel bad. But, I can't feel sorry for this lady. She did it to herself.
Yeah.
And because
right.
she had some bad interviews with Katie Kirk and others, because she's a dumbass, she can't answer questions. I mean, give me a break on this woman.
Okay, you got
all
that
right,
part
thank
right.
You, Jim.
She is a dumbass.
All right. Jim is not constrained by any sort of political correctness.
Kind of like the rude pundit.
Yes.
Yes.
Love it. Scott in Los Angeles, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show on Caribou Barbie. Hi, Scott.
Hi, welcome back. Hal did a great job.
I know. Hal Sparks, I understand, was much, much better than me, which I...
No,
what?
No, I didn't mean it like that. Welcome. I'm glad you guys are back.
Thank you, honey. But, no, I... listen, Chris has tried to tell me, stop getting fill-ins that are better than you, but I'm just too stupid to listen.
Frangela, better than you. Hal, better than you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, Palin. No one's mentioned that lady's going to make a boatload of money. She can make a lot more money now than she ever could as a governor. You know, there's, she...
Oh, I see. That's why it's good for the country. Okay.
Well, I'm not saying it's good for the country. It's good
no,
for
that's
Palin.
What she said.
Come on. Yeah, I mean, they don't believe that for 1 second. It's hard to take those people. I mean, she got a 20... Boy, I don't know how much her $1,000 wardrobe spending spree. Yeah. You can't send her back to Alaska and expect her just to go back up there and do that
no.
job.
No.
My other thing, one more thing, as far as people thinking like being gay is a choice, you should challenge those people and say, hey, do you think being gay, you should live a gay lifestyle for 20, for a month. No, you can't. Nobody would choose that. I mean, if you're not gay.
Yes. I would like to choose to not have the same rights as everybody else. I think that would be fun.
They should have it. I mean, there's no fun. There's nothing wrong with it. Military, marriage, all that kind of stuff. But all the people that think it's a choice, none of them could go out there and choose it for 30 days.
Yeah.
None of them.
Yeah,
it's
there should be a reality show on that.
Yes, I choose to lose my pension. Having served in the military for years
yes,
and years.
Just because it seems fun. All right, I will get to the Michael Jackson Octomom connection as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I have something the other actors don't. A secret weapon. My sexuality. Oh, God.
Stephanie Miller.
When has that ever worked? When has it not worked?
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 33 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Thanks to Hal Sparks for doing a fabulous job filling in for us last week. Amy, proving that women can be just as sexist as men. Right, Steph? Thanks for having that hot piece of ass Hal Sparks fill in for you. I wish you two would go out because he would freak you like nobody's business.
He would.
Amy and
Yet you, all right. you reject every advance that he's ever given. And those have been some blatant advances.
He makes me nervous. Like he said, my shoulders go up like earmuffs when he touches me.
Yes, they do.
He's too
What's
cute.
Up with that?
He makes me nervous and girly. All right.
You just need to do them and get it over with.
All right. Ooh. That's probably why, because I snored.
Yeah,
that's what it is. Okay.
Forget everything I said.
All right. So here is the Michael Jackson Octomom connection. Did you hear this? This just gets weirder and weirder and weirder. Oh, did I tell you my thing that I'm not supposed to know, that I don't know where I know this, and it's just an alleged thing? Michael Jackson was found with a baby doll in bed. Oh. Oh, dear. I'm told. Maybe,
allegedly.
Okay. And that I like I said, he apparently was already dead when they got there. So all the news that was breaking that, you know, they were trying to revive him and whatever. He was bye. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and had all this IV equipment, I guess, by the bed or whatever. That's the weirdest.
That's kind of par for the course, though.
Yeah, but that's the weirdest thing. Did you see on TV this? He used to travel with an anesthesiologist? Like, and he said, yeah, I used to put Michael down and then bring him back up again in the morning.
Jeez.
I mean, that's like, what's it called? Diprovan? Is the
Yeah.
It's a drug that the anesthesiologists use. That is, I think there's going to be a trial of some sort, don't you? Some sorts of doctors.
Must have had something to do with the radical transformation of his face.
Maybe, yeah. All right, so anyway, he tried to adopt Octomom's 8 babies, according
he
to...
He did not!
Yeah,
wow.
According to her then-publicist, he said, Michael called him and said, Blanket would love to have more siblings. I could take care of all the babies.
Oh, my God.
Because he loves the children, as you know. They could live with me. It wouldn't need for anything. They would have a bright future.
Oh. I love you. I am God. I love you. I am God. I love children.
Yeah. Just a very sad story all around.
Yeah, it is.
All right, except that I said it did lead to the most entertaining moment of television I think I've ever seen, and that was Liza Minnelli on the Larry King show. Come on. Did you see it? She was on live from Paris, and of course she was talking over Quincy Jones, and Larry King is reading statements from Elizabeth Taylor, and like I said, gay men's heads exploding across the country.
And like I said,
Dame Elizabeth Taylor says she's shocked.
70-year-old gay men's heads were exploding.
Yeah. Liza!
Today's gays don't care about those people.
Liza, your reaction. Just when I thought nothing would top, you know, you remember Larry asking Susan Carpenter-Millen the night that, Paula Jones lost her lawsuit and it was raining here in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, Susan, your reaction. She goes, oh, Larry, the angels are crying tonight. Oh. Anyway, just when
whatever
you thought nothing
happened to Susan Carpenter-McMillan?
I
thought she was your best friend.
She was for a minute.
Until you used her and spat her out.
What news value does she have anymore?
Oh, God! Oh, no!
But yeah, I was Liza calling Larry honey. It was just, I swear I'm going to do it next time I'm on. She just was, she was so Liza, right? She sounds just like Judy Garland. She was like, oh, way over the top and just, you know, oh, Larry, honey, it's awful. Oh, no, it's really awful. I'm Larry. Oh, just the best television ever. I was transfixed. And she was talking over Quincy Jones, and then Larry's like, one at a time, Liza. Okay. And
so
then they had the child molestation lawyer on. She's like, Larry, honey, it's not true. It was never true. Okay. I'm still just...
According to...
In my opinion, there's not been enough Michael Jackson coverage. Anybody? Anybody? Just me?
According to Gloria Allred, whom I talked to last weekend...
Yes.
Those child molestation charges, mm-hmm. They are true.
Really?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Jim, you paid off a couple of lawsuits for $20 million that weren't true, haven't you?
No.
Just to make it go away.
If I had $20 million, I think I'd be sitting here at 6 in the morning.
Would you be talking to me about it? No. Oh, Jim. All right. So Angelina Jolie has top Forbes magazine list of top earning actresses. Well, now we see why Brad dumped Jennifer Aniston. What do you call it? Angelina Jolie made $27 million. Jennifer Aniston, only 25. You can't be married to slackers like that. Exactly. Okay, Amy Winehouse has been banned from swimming, which I think is probably wise.
Yeah, it's wise for everybody involved.
Why did she throw up in the pool?
You thought peeing in the pool was bad.
You.
Her drinking has caused concern for those close to her, and now worried staff at the St. Lucia Resort where she's staying have warned her to stay away from the pool. Yeah, you have to stay away from the pool if you've eaten in less than an hour earlier, or if you're Amy Winehouse.
Yes. Otherwise, the pool becomes a pool of her own sick.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The management imposed the ban after the star had a series of near misses. Staff have found Amy on a number of occasions collapsed on the grass by the pool after going for a swim.
At least she wasn't at the bottom of the pool.
You know, this is all going to be funny until something serious happens.
Earlier this week, as reported, staff at the resort have had her villa fumigated because she keeps adopting stray dogs. You know, but for the grace of God goes me. That's going to be me. I'll be adopting dogs in St. Lucia and collapsing by the pool after box wine. We'll just put an ISDN. It'll be fabulous.
I think she's on a lot stronger stuff than box wine.
Yes.
I think so. A model of U.S. President Barack Obama will make its debut at the Hall of Presidents at Disney World.
Yeah, it made its debut over the weekend.
Yes. It is apparently the most dynamic figure ever created by Disney, according to a statement put out by the company.
Very cool.
More than Grover Cleveland? What? Yes.
The Grover Cleveland robot moves in the hall, not very well, but it moves in the Hall of Presidents.
The James Polk exhibit is fantastic.
Jim in Chicago on Caribou Barbie's resignation. Hello, Jim.
Hi, Steph. I'm a first-time caller, but I love you guys.
I love you back.
Oh, thank you. So as I was watching Sarah doing the speech, she was so giddy with excitement. I thought she was like on a game show.
Yeah, like she was going to Disney World. Yeah, exactly.
Right. You know, and the kids saying, yeah, and hell yeah. You know, it's like saying, don't take the deal. Go for the big money.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it really is about her cashing in on celebrity, and I think ultimately she's going to be the Charo of politics.
Yeah.
She's going to be famous for being famous.
Yeah, I love that, the taking a vote among the kids. Like, that's obviously more important than the... you know, votes of the people in Alaska that mm-hmm. had some sort of crazy notion that she might actually serve her entire term.
Yeah. So the votes of the kids count more than the votes of the voters.
Who are paying her salary with their taxes.
All right.
I am going to get the bumper sticker, the Palin 2012 to 2014 and a half. Okay, meanwhile, to the other crazy Republican governor story, South Carolina First Lady Jenny Sanford, dear, not the soulmate.
Computer says no.
But he's trying hard to fall back in love with her, and they were working on that this weekend. I'm wondering how that's going.
Yeah,
for the chatty governor.
Falling in love again, never wanted to. At least not with my own wife.
And the other women that he, you know, did stuff with, but not the sex line thing. Not,
whatever.
Didn't cross that line, but some other line that's earlier than that line that's still
depends
bad.
What your definition of sex is.
Mm-hmm. She said she is willing to forgive her husband. It's up to the people and elected officials of South Carolina to decide whether they will give Mark another chance as well. She said there's no question Mark's behavior is inexcusable. Actions have consequences, and he will be dealing with those consequences for a long while.
And
as
nursing,
will his cranium.
Yes, nursing those bruises for a long while.
Mm-hmm. Trust has been broken and will need to be rebuilt. Mark will need to earn back that trust first and foremost with his family and also with the people of South Carolina. The real issue now is one of forgiveness. I'm willing to forgive Mark for his actions. We have been deeply disappointed in and even angry at Mark.
Hmm.
D'ya think?
I don't see why.
Oh, dear. Oh, yeah. Nearly half of the state's 27 Republican senators have called on him to step down. Despite the growing chorus, Sanford has no plans to step aside. His office said on Thursday.
Boy.
Oh, they could reach him. Good.
Huh.
He noted that he will be spending the holiday weekend with his family in Florida this past weekend.
Oh, boy.
I bet you that was fun. Okay.
Yeesh.
It was probably not quite as fun as... Buenos Aires. 42 minutes after the hour. I'll tell you about Mark Sanford's book or not as we continue.
Book?
On.
Mm. He's planning a book?
I'll tell you.
Oh, are there pictures?
Continue on this. Is it pop up? We'll tell you as we
something
continue
did.
Continue
something
on the
up.
Stephanie Miller Show.
Unfreaking believable.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 47 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Oh, just a news-a-palooza last week, I tell y'all. What with the Governor Palin quitting time and all that.
As I thought about this announcement and what that means for Alaska, I thought, so many politicians do that. That's what's wrong. They kind of milk it.
Oh, yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
I have nipples. Could you milk me?
I'm not going to put Alaskans through that. My choice is to take a stand and affect change holding a fish in a photograph.
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
On another scale, and actually make a difference for Alaskans and for Americans.
I want to do something good for humanity.
How about sterilization?
Let me go back quickly to a comfortable analogy.
Get to the point.
And that's sports. Basketball. Keep your eye on the basket. And that is what I'm doing. Keeping our eye on the ball. Freedom. And I know when it's time to pass the ball for victory.
Victory is mine. Go!
Palin. Palin will resign her office as governor within a few weeks. Palin.
We have won, and I choose the quitter's way out. And this political absurdity, the politics, the personal destruction, it's pretty insane.
Goodbye, good luck, and good riddance.
Thank you, listener Ken in Cleveland, for that tribute to the departing guy, Caribou Barbie. All right, so...
Holding a fish in a photograph?
I don't see. That was rambly.
That was rambly.
I think that was the most, just when you thought the most entertaining nervous breakdown was Mark Sanford's. No.
Computer says no.
Hello, comes Caribou Barbie. Wonkette writes about them.
And then along comes Barbie.
Wonkette writes, Mark Sanford's love novel killed by mean old conservative publishers. As promised, the folks at Sentinel, the conservative imprint of Penguin, have come to a decision about South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford's book on fiscal conservatism. The rumors were that Sanford would rejigger the manuscript into a sexy, adulterous, family-hating Argentinian line-crossing literary tour de force. The conservative publisher wanted no part of this Latin sexy time. Mark Sanford will have to fall in love with the 11-year-old urchin boy if he wants to sell his sex memoirs to Republicans, according to Monk.
That's great.
Oh, Lord. All right. But another weird political story. Did you hear this one over the weekend? Former D.C. mayor, Marion Barry, has been charged with stalking a woman.
Oh, God. Bitch set him up.
I was just going to say, Jim, I just almost collided with you getting to that joke. Clearly the bitch set him up.
Yes, obviously.
All righty. So, what do you call the president is in Russia, is he not?
He is in Russia speaking right now, as a matter of fact.
As we speak. Michelle Obama brings her superstar glamour to Moscow this weekend as she accompanies her husband on the summit. But the American First Lady, who of course has wowed the public in the U.S. and Europe with her elegance and charm, will face a bigger challenge in winning over a Russian public that has scant respect for women who grab the limelight from their powerful husbands. Can I have some Russian music, please, for Zoya Getimonyevna? Who is quoted,
I don't think that's how that's pronounced.
She is a woman living in Moscow. Zoya is. She said wife should be sitting home creating comfort and cooking food. She could express her opinions over the dinner table, but she shouldn't meddle in politics. I'm just going to go out on a limb and guess that Zoya is not quite as stylish as Michelle Obama. And elegant. Okay.
A striking resemblance to Nikita Khrushchev.
Oh, stop.
Evening wear.
He's day wear.
I forgot my tweezers on.
It's evening wear.
I forgot my tweezers on vacation, and I looked like Brezhnev by the end of the vacation. I had back my, my coyote brows that I had as a child. The unibrow.
Mm-hmm. So you went back to looking like an Armenian dude.
Yes.
Which is fine if you're an Armenian dude.
Yeah, but not a good look for a Catholic girl from Buffalo. When you're 17 and in a powder blue prom dress.
No.
Okay.
Did they have to shave your back?
Okay, Joe Biden took a surprise trip to Iraq. He also was talking about the economy. He said the Obama administration did misread how bad the economy was, but stands by the stimulus package, believes the plan will create more jobs as the pace of spending picks up.
Clearly, the economy has been riding in some sort of train or a metal container. You shouldn't do that.
He said we are now only about 120 days into the recovery package. He said more jobs will be created in the coming months. Biden noted the $787 billion economic stimulus was set up to spend money over 18 months. Major programs will take effect in September, he said. By the by, so the health care debate, did you see this new budget estimate? Of the public plan proves that it lowers costs and covers more Americans.
We can't have that.
Mm-hmm. The Republicans have been screaming over this is the death blow for the public plan and blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
Whatever.
The health committee has since added language for a public plan option to its legislation, as well as an employer mandate provision. The AP reporting the new results. The plan carries a 10-year price tag of slightly over $600 billion, would lead an estimated 97% of all Americans having coverage. How about that? According to the CBO, the employer mandate provision is also estimated to greatly reduce the number of workers who employers would drop coverage, thus addressing a major concern noted by the CBO when it reviewed the earlier proposals. You remember that's what all the Boner and all the Republicans were screaming, that Americans are going to be forced to lose their health care because bleh.
No, they'll have an option to get away from.
And thus the term public option.
See, once again, the insurance companies make their living by denying people coverage.
Yes.
Well, you're a human. You're going to die someday. We can't possibly cover you. It's a pre-existing condition. Exactly. You're going to get sick. How are we going to make any money off you?
Exactly. You do have to get, and once again, we applaud the Republicans for the simplicity of their health plan.
Oh, for God's sake, just die.
Exactly. Yes.
Get the hell out of the system. All right. I'm officially frustrated with the administration's policy on Don't Ask, Don't Tell. How ridiculous is this? So what's his name? Mullen? The chairman of the Joint Chiefs.
Admiral Mike Mullen, yes.
He said he advised President Obama to move in a measured way in changing Don't Ask, Don't Tell. I mean, seriously, 75% of the American people think this is a ridiculous policy and ought to be. How do you do it, move in a measured way? He said, it's very clear what President Obama's intent is here. He intends to see the law change. What I've discussed in terms of the future is I think we need to move in a measured way.
Why?
Why?
What does that mean? Do you take out only the people that are really gay or something? I don't even know what that means. Robert Gates said last week that he has lawyers studying ways the law might be selectively enforced as part of an effort to find a more humane way to apply the law. Yeah, so maybe just the really gay people, and then just the sort of medium gay people get to...
It's a really bad law if the administration has to hire lawyers to find a way around the law. Why do we have the law there in the first place?
Yeah. All right.
We need to weed out the really gay gays. It's just the...
You know,
the Nancy boys.
You know when India is facing you on gay rights, that you're somehow behind the times?
Yeah, a little bit.
An Indian court has decriminalized consensual gay sex.
Oh, by golly, by gosh. It is not criminal anymore. So go ahead, do the Kama Sutra with whoever you want.
Very conservative country, as you know. The ruling, the first of its kind in India, applies only in New Delhi. You can only get the gay on you in New Delhi, however. Some religious leaders quickly criticized the ruling. This Western culture cannot be permitted in our country. See, apparently we only have the gay here. Said Maluna Khalija Rashida Farangi Malahale.
Say what?
He's my favorite cleric in India. because in Iran they don't have the gay either. They don't have that there.
No, they don't
exist. According to I'm a Dinner Jacket. That's a Western thing. According to the law, gay sex is punishable by 10 years in prison, where most people go to have gay sex.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, they don't go there, but they do.
I saw Shawshank Redemption. I know what goes on.
All right. By the by, something always untoward happens when I'm flying over vacation, this didn't happen on my plane. Flight diverted after man disrobes mid-flight?
Yes.
By the way, this was I just went to see my mom in Charlotte, my 86-year-old Republican mother. This was a flight from Charlotte to Los Angeles, so this could have been my flight. A passenger stripped naked during a U.S. Airways flight and resisted a flight attendant's efforts to cover him with a blankie. Before two off-duty law enforcement officers on board.
So that's how you get a blanket on planes these days.
Well, okay then.
Wright was unresponsive when a flight attendant asked him to put his clothes back on. She asked him on more than one occasion to put on his clothes. She covered him with a blanket. He took that off. Wright then punched and kicked the flight attendant who asked.
Oh, good.
That's always good.
Two off-duty. And then the pilot made a little joke like pilots like to do. As the plane took off again, the announcement after fastening your seatbelt said it included a reminder for everybody to please keep your clothing on. Pilot was making a little joke.
Please fasten your seatbelts and keep your pants on. Literally. Little aviation humor.
Nothing's funny in the air.
No.
In my personal opinion. All right, that's it for us today. I'd like to thank executive producer, engineer boy toy, Chris LeBoy, voice, the newly married voice deity, Jim Ward. Congratulations, Jim. Miranda, who is in for the vacationing, Rebecca Baker on phones and drums. We'll see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.